Parents, we are excited to share that Lingo Kids podcasts are now available on StoryButton, the stylish audio player for kids, where they can listen to our podcasts and more without having to use a parent's phone or tablet. Connect the player to Wi-Fi and stream all of our newest episodes and listen to your other favorite kid podcasts. Use the code LINGOKIDS to save $10 off your purchase at StoryButton.com. Visit their website to learn more. Welcome to Music to Our Ears, where we share some interesting tidbits and stories related to our favorite Lingo Kids songs. Today, we're exploring a very cold place where there is snow and ice as far as we can see. Any guesses where that is? It's at the tippy-tippy top of the Earth, the North Pole. Under all of this ice and snow is the Arctic Ocean. There is no land. We're floating on ice. The ice is 3 to 10 feet, or 1 meter to 3 meters thick. The Arctic is home to lots of marine animals. There are 6 kinds of seals. One of my favorites is the harp seal. Here on the ice, mama seals take care of their babies. We call them pups. Harp seal pups are born with long white fur. It helps them stay warm while they're getting their fat, or blubber. Harp seals grow up to 6 feet long. That's 1.8 meters. They can weigh up to 300 pounds, or 136 kilograms.
Whoa!
At any size, seals are built to swim. Their front legs are flippers, and their back legs act like a tail. Their rounded bodies allow them to move swiftly through the icy waters. They can swim on their backs or their bellies. When the ice melts in the warmer weather, seals have fewer places to live and have their pups. It's also harder to escape animals that want to eat them. Do you know what animal likes to hunt seals? Polar bears. A male polar bear can stand nearly 10 feet tall, or about 3 meters on its hind legs, and can weigh up to 1,500 pounds, or 700 kilograms. Their fur looks white, helping them blend into the snowy surroundings so they can sneak up on their next meal. But underneath that thick fur, their skin is black. Polar bears can swim. Still, they need the ice to hunt for food. As temperatures go up, polar bears must swim longer distances between the floating ice. This can wear them out and make them too weak to hunt.
Oh, no!
I have good news, too. There are many people who love Arctic animals. They want to help them and save the Arctic ice from melting so these amazing animals can survive.
That's music to our ears.
Well, then, let's sing a song about Arctic animals. Ready? Here we go.
Waddle, waddle, waddle on the ice. So nice. Look at the seal slide on the ice. Slide, slide, slide on the ice. So nice. Here comes the polar bear. He can swim, he can swim. Here comes the polar bear. Swimming, swimming, swimming to the ice. So nice. Penguin says, oh, it's nice to meet you. Nice to meet you sitting on the ice. So nice. The seal can waddle, the polar bear can waddle. Waddle, waddle, waddle on the ice. So nice. Now we can waddle here. Waddle here. eyes. Waddle, waddle, waddle on the ice. So nice.
Look at the penguin waddle on the ice. Waddle, 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 waddle on the ice.
Now that was music to our ears. In the next episode, we will head to the other side of the globe, the South Pole, and meet the much-loved creature who is known for its funny wobbly walk. Any guesses who that might be? Join us for the next episode to learn more about them.